They named the cat after a classroom? You've got to be kidding me. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where we play cat and mouse with the best stories. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, September 1st. Hard to believe we're back to school, at least where I live. Plenty of classrooms will have their own pets as this year goes on, but none probably quite like this one. Here's the story of Room 8, a stray cat turned school cat turned legend. Back in 1952, students at Elysian Heights Elementary School in Los Angeles noticed that there was a stray cat in their classroom. The kids convinced the teacher to give the kitty some milk instead of sending it back outside. The cat also helped itself to some of the students' lunches during recess, and it took a nap before leaving. The next morning, the cat came back to the school along with the students, and after a few more days, teachers and students alike realized this cat had chosen their school as its new home. One kid suggested he be named Room 8 after the classroom where he first appeared, but really the whole school was his domain. The kitty got plenty of food, regular checkups, and lots of pets. He also got to sleep wherever he wanted, though he would occasionally be moved if he was distracting any learners, and one of the school rules was don't disturb the cat. Room 8 would even sit with the 6th graders each year for their class pictures. And much like the students, when the school year ended, Room 8 would stop coming to school. He would always return when school started up again in the fall. As the years went on, Room 8 started getting attention from newspapers, and he started getting fan mail from all over the country. The students would write replies on his behalf as part of their writing lessons. Room 8 lived to the ripe old cat age of 21. He was buried at the same pet cemetery in LA where celebrities laid their animal friends to rest, and his obituary appeared in newspapers across the country. Elysian Heights Elementary School has multiple tributes, including a massive mural and a student's poem written into concrete outside. It reads, quote, "Without a name, to Room 8 he came, to give our school the greatest fame." You can learn more about Room 8 the cat, who just showed up in a classroom one day, at coolweirdawesome.com. And coming up, we'll have the story of someone who didn't show up. That's after this.
The reviews are in.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is a nonstop thrill ride of excitement that will leave you on the edge of your seat, says Brady from Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Look, we could use some real reviews.
Because reviews can help more people like you find our show and enjoy it.
So write your reviews on Apple Podcasts or leave us a rating on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for helping this show grow. And if you want to call us the most ambitious crossover event in history,
go ahead.
Welcome back. The Michigan State Fair is getting underway today. The event dates back to 1849, at least officially. According to LostStory.net, there was actually a fair a decade earlier, but that 1839 event had only two exhibitors because, quote, exhibitors forgot it was opening. I'm Brady. Hope you remember to have a good day. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.